This is KUT. Austin City Council will soon decide whether to ban the box. That would require employers to remove a box from initial job applications that asks applicants if they've been convicted of a crime. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, while employers can erase the box, they can still run a background check.
Jacqueline Kahn stands outside City Hall, listing all the things she has.
I have an undergraduate degree since that time from UT and a master's in science at Carnegie Mellon, and I've just seen from my own experience, you know, I have excellent recommendations.
She also has a felony conviction from when she was 19 years old. Kahn says now at age 33, she has trouble finding a job because, she believes, of her criminal record.
Even like basic data entry jobs where they want to do a third party check before I've even met with anyone in person.
Kahn and other advocates stood outside City Hall Monday. Asking City Council members to speed along new requirements for hiring practices for all Austin businesses, including private ones. This would be different than banning the box. It would require employers to wait until a final round to run background checks on potential employees. Advocates say this is how you make sure employers don't discriminate against people with criminal backgrounds. Some business owners have cautioned the city to move slowly on any such hiring ordinance. Councilmember Greg Kassar has put the item on a committee agenda for discussion on November 9th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.